Well, I think that we grew up in a depression. You know, we wore hand-me-down clothes, and as I said before, the fellows that went into the military, it was maybe the first time they got a new pair of shoes. And, I mean, it was like, wow, look what I've got. Today, people have it all. They don't live in a house. They live in a mansion. They, their children graduate from high school, and I know this because I live in Hillsboro. Everybody got a brand new SUV. They got it all. They don't care about what's going on elsewhere. They're only interested in what they have, and that's it. That's all. They don't care. As I said to you, Mark, my husband said it would do people a world of good to do without once in a while. Just know what it's all about. But they have it all, and they don't care about anybody else.
And so what you're really saying is that they don't have a clue as to the sacrifices
they do not,
that
no.
people
no.
make. And for instance, no. we were just talking about the sacrifices that our troops make. Today, we go into the military and they go to places like Iraq and Afghanistan, and they make tremendous sacrifices that you're saying the rest of us here in America, especially younger people who have a lot of money, they don't have any concept of this.
Yeah.
And you think that is partially responsible for the gap of understanding where, as you were saying before, people don't really, they pay lip service to it sometimes, but they don't really understand the sacrifices of the military.
No, they don't. They don't. They're just, if you mention anything, it's, oh yeah, and anyway, and then they go on about their own business. As I said before, I think that people have so much today and have no idea of what some of these fellows are going through and what they're giving up to serve their country so these people can have their freedom and have all that they have. Nobody wants to take that away from them, but appreciate it and know that without the freedom in this country and the sacrifices made, you wouldn't have this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, it's like during World War II, if we didn't have everybody out there cooperating, doing all that we needed to do, it may not be the way it is today. But the many sacrifices were made, and people were poor, and they didn't care. And they came back, and they put the country back together again. They went on about their business. You didn't have the press writing negative things about. They were just, everybody was there to support our troops coming back, to support everybody. We were all together to build our country and bring it back again. But we don't have that today. I know that.